This past week, a scientific study was released that hints at possible risks from taking high doses of vitamin E. Millions of Americans take vitamin E supplements based on earlier studies that suggested it could prevent disease. This left us wondering, when there's conflicting medical information, as is so often the case, what is a consumer to do? For some help, we turn to Dr. Marcello Pagano from the Department of Biostatistics at the Harvard School of Public Health. He joins us from Boston. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, how did scientists come up with the results for this new study on vitamin E?
This is a rather big study. It's what is called a meta-analysis. And what they did was they went and looked at 19 clinical trials and combined the results from all these studies together and came up with this result.
Is that a scientifically sound manner?
Yes, but I hesitated a little bit because some people don't quite like it. It's sort of like making a soup, you know? Some soups are wonderful, but you lose all the individual personalities within there. And so some of these things maybe shouldn't be mixed together. But anyway, that's a meta-analysis, and many meta-analyses have been done. And I guess it's accepted.
This vitamin E study found a 5% increase in the death rate. Is 5% considered high?
Well, certainly 5% would be high, but you've got to be careful here because there's a whole mixture of patients here that they put together in these 19 studies. One of the studies was patients with Alzheimer's disease. One of the studies was patients with early Parkinson's disease. One of the studies was with patients with dialysis and so on, smokers. Very few were sort of general population kinds of studies. So there's this strange, rather unique, actually, mixture of patients to whom, if we were to believe these results would hold true for. So,
but if a person is sitting home and reading news about this study, it's sort of hard to know how seriously to take it. I mean, there have been so many instances where you read a study that says one thing is healthy for you, and then suddenly it's not. There's hormone replacement therapy and beta carotene. Even advice about foods like wine and eggs has changed over the years.
It's horrid, isn't it? and just 2 weeks ago, my ophthalmologist told me I should take this vitamin E supplement at 400 units. You're right.
So are you going to listen to this new study?
In a nutshell, no. And the point you raise is an excellent point. And the short answer is, you know, we just have to wait. Time will tell. But the long answer is, what are we trying to do? You see, we're trying to get answers that are very difficult to get. Our model is the physical experiment. Think back to high school when basically you got two pieces of metal that were identical, and you heat the one and you don't heat the other, and then you say, oh, look, they were identical at first, but now this one is longer, therefore heat causes things to grow longer. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. That's the scientific method. That's the experimental method. And for lots of reasons, including ethics, we can't do that with humans. So what do? You can't get two identical people. What we do is we say, okay, let's move up to the group and have two very, very similar groups, okay? And then the one group will get this treatment and the other group won't get the treatment. The other group will be the control group. And then if we see a difference, we'll attribute the difference to the treatment. So very much like your physical experiment, and that's what we try to do. Now, which group gets what? That's where you get the randomized clinical trial. And that's the best that we can do right now. We can't afford to do that for everything, and it would take much too long and certain things. So there's another group of studies that are called observational studies. And so for this, we just observe and we watch. And then we see if there's differences, and then we attribute them to what we would like them to. And so with some of these, you've got to be careful. You see a difference, and you say, oh, that's because they drank alcohol. And so red wine is not good. You know, with the randomized study, you've got control of things. And with observational studies, you don't know that the people with the beta carotene, whether the same people who take that are also the people who tend to drive more safely, who wear seat belts, who drink less alcohol, who aren't type A personalities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a huge difference in quality. With the randomized trial, that's a higher quality of information than the observational study. And indeed, we've seen randomized trials contradict observational studies.
Dr. Marcello Pagano is professor of statistical computing in the Department of Biostatistics at the Harvard School of Public Health. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you're more than welcome.